Well, it's been 13 long years, or maybe 1 year and 10 months, depending on what you're measuring.
I have seen you for days here, dipping your toes into the stream. A vision of purity in an old Pre-Raphaelite dream. I'd love you to stay here, but soon you'll be gone. That's just the way here in the sun. Here for a moment, treasure the thought, to feel the still air pulling the strings of your heart. You're given to dreaming with love on your mind. I wish I could help you to find. You're a girl with horizon, so easy to see, atop your high mountain. Time is temporary. Maybe I'll pass you, just say hello. Or maybe we never know.
Time is temporary.
Welcome to the Roy Harper podcast number 37, published in October 2013. Did you miss us? Sorry about the long radio silence. I changed jobs. Life's been hectic, and to be perfectly honest, I ran out of steam somewhat. Then again, there have been a remarkable 36 podcasts before this one, so it's not too bad going. Fortunately, Roy has stepped into the breach and brought out a new album, and it seems to have revitalised his career so amazingly well that I feel duty-bound to step up to the microphone again. Just a bit of context for those that haven't heard me before. I'm a 48-year-old music fan, and I've been enjoying Roy's music since I was around 17. I've always been rather surprised he hasn't made the big time and has been a cult performer for pretty much the whole time I've known him. This podcast is my small attempt to help get the message out there and also help those of us that are already fans to connect with each other and hopefully learn something new. So the track I just played is Time is Temporary, taken of course from the new album, Man and Myth. I'm pretty sure everyone listening must have seen at least some of the coverage of the new material, and I'm seeing 5-star reviews all over the place, interviews and press coverage the likes of which I've never seen before. This afternoon I listened to Roy on BBC Radio 4's Loose Ends programme from the weekend. Last week Sky Arts broadcast a documentary on Roy which I haven't seen yet, but hopefully we'll do soon. So what's happened? Well, I think the critics and the music business in general has finally woken up. Perhaps they think that Roy has calmed down somewhat from his old image of an uncompromising anti-establishment hellraiser. Certainly I think the lyrics of the new record show a certain wisdom and maturity that would naturally come with the passing of the years. Whatever's responsible, I can only thank the new wave of fans, the Fleet Foxes, Joanna Newsom, Jonathan Wilson, for extending a friendly hand to Roy, taking him and leading him back into the limelight. I really couldn't be happier. So it's possible there'll be some new listeners to this podcast, possibly new to Roy, and so with that in mind I thought I'd play a couple of older tunes to give you a bit of kind of historical perspective. So with thanks to Roy and Tracy for their kind permission to let me use these tracks, here's the first one, and this is the title track from The Unknown Soldier, an album from 1980.
Unseen and alone, dark fights in the cosmos, feeling the unknown, and I laugh in my sleep. Sitting in the gutter, picking dog ends from the deep. I am an old soldier, I see in your face times repeating uniforms in space, looking forward to doomsday, telepathy wars, dogma daydreams, imaginary doors, and I laugh. Sitting in the gutter, picking dog ends from the deep. But in the night, a little boy is dreaming mysteries and looking after laughter with his sister climbing trees. And somewhere there's a button and a silent satellite, and a bastard who would press it, and an everlasting night. I'd hunt him like a tiger and I'd tear him to a shred. There's no way you could hide, man. Me and the kids, we'd feed you to the dead. And I cry in my sleep. Hungry children and the unbelieving sheep.
I really like that track for its commentary on the futility of war. Now, music is a very personal and subjective thing, and in some sense I don't think it's terribly valid for me to give opinion on the new record, because I think everybody will get something different from it. But let's start with the easy bit, the music itself. I've seen some people, hello Marco, saying that it's a cross between The Green Man, which was the last album 13 years ago, and Bullen and Mingvars, which was a classic album from 1977. And I can see that analogy. There's a combination of acoustic material and a full band numbers with very strong production values and some really lovely string arrangements. There's some also unexpected stuff, like the banjo contribution by Jonathan Wilson on the first track that I played. There's a feeling of breathing space in the music. Roy's taking his time to develop the mood, to live in the music, let it permeate, tell his stories at his own pace. It's possible that this approach has been inspired by Jonathan's music, which also has this feeling of breathing room and build-up. The final two tracks, Heaven Is Here and The Exile, form a long 23-minute sequence, which is, for me, completely irresistible. I've always loved the longer Roy songs, and this fits perfectly into that collection. I was playing the album while working the other day, and, the first few tracks, yeah, they're nice songs, and I was carrying on tapping away at the keyboard, and then those last two came on, and I just had to stop work and really pay attention to them. I think they're absolutely glorious. Anyway, let's have another track from the new album. This one is called Cloud Cuckoo Land.
The punters gather at prime time on the flat screens of their dreams to vote for dumb celebrity and witter into the gathering storms of universal screams. The great shampooed are stranded with the cowgirls in the sand, hearing cloud, 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 cloud cuckoo land. We are condemned. We are condemned to make the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again. The bankers light their stethoscopes into the public purse to track genetic foreclosure from coitus to delivery, from ovary to hearse. They creep around the spreadsheets with a dodger sleight of hand, hearing cloud, 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 cloud cuckoo land. We are condemned. We are condemned to make the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again. Thank you. generations occupy the moral middle ground. Selling weapons to the world, a socially acceptable, religiously immaculate enforcers of the crown. While necessary evil lends an ever willing hand. Here in clown, 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 cuckoo land, we are condemned. We are condemned to make the same mistake over and over and over and over and over and over again.
So this leads me on to talking about the lyrics. One of the joys of Roy's words is they often work on multiple levels. Often I've formed a very strong view of what the song's about, only to have an entirely different meaning hinted at by experiencing the song live and hearing what Roy has to say about it. I think the same can be said of Peter Hamill's lyrics. These aren't simple songs about boy meets girl. Well, sometimes, but not always. Cloud Cuckoo Land, the track we just heard, is maybe the simplest and covers some classic Harper themes. It's a possibly depressing commentary about the vultures, the victims, complacency, corporations. Roll on, Armageddon, so the world can start again. Or not, as the case may be. Other themes cover, so far, I think, age, love, being alone while surrounded by people, a journey through life, making amends. I'm still really just at the start of understanding, and that's the great thing about this record. This is one of those grower records, by which I mean that your relationship with it will change as time goes on and it will gradually sink in deeper. I've found this to be the case with some of Roy's very best records. I still feel I haven't really even begun to absorb everything, and reading what others have to say about it has been fascinating. As I said earlier, music is subjective. I suppose the artist creates something that has a very specific meaning and context to them, but on releasing it to the wild, it takes on a life and context of its own and can no longer be controlled. Before I waffle into obscurity, let's have another older track. This is Cherishing the Lonesome from Billen Ming Vars from 1977.
As I die, was trod as a footstool to hide in a brothel inside a cathedral. A man in the mirror, the fool in the ideal. Pulling apart with a speechless unweaving, dignity reels in the hearts of the grieving. Walking the touchline twixt truth and deceiving, a tear in a smile and a wild wrenching leaving.
Thank you.
So at this point, I'd normally have a news roundup, but to be honest, there's so much going on, I've got absolutely no chance of covering everything. So let's just summarise some really important bits. There's three major gigs coming up. 22nd of October, Royal Festival Hall in London. 25th of October, Bridgewater Hall, Manchester. 27th of October, Colston Hall in Bristol. I'm going to be at the Royal Festival Hall in Bristol gigs, so if you're going along as well, I'd love to say hello to you. There will be a string and brass ensemble playing along with Roy, and you'll be excited about that if you're at the birthday bash a couple of years ago, because they really do add a lot of emotion and texture to the sound. Jonathan Wilson's also going to be there. He'll be doing a solo acoustic set to open, and is also apparently going to accompany Roy on some of the songs later in the evening. Now, I've grown to really enjoy Jonathan's music. He had an album out a couple of years ago called Gentle Spirit, and it is sublime. It did take me quite a while to really appreciate it, which is a theme I think you'll probably pick up on. All the stuff I really like is a bit of a long maturation, if you will. Anyway, Jonathan's got a new album out in October, and there have been a couple of streamed tracks, kind of previews, that have come out, and on the basis of those, I think it's going to be a fantastic album. Talking of new albums, Nick Harper, son of Roy, also has a CD out at the moment called Riven. It also is extremely good. It also is extremely dense. It takes a long time to get your brain round it. I keep saying that, don't I? So this year is really, so far, amazing for new music. It's been really good so far. Anyway, I'll have more to say about Riven in the next podcast. Yes, there is going to be another podcast. I've actually got someone who's agreed to an interview, with thanks to Dave Burnham for arranging an introduction. So I'll be heading off to conduct that in the near future, and then we'll get another podcast out so we can build on some of this momentum. This podcast has been a bit unusual because I didn't have an interview for this one, but I thought that a more music-based podcast would be a good thing, what with all the new material and everything, and a bit less waffle, hopefully. So I'm going to play one last track from the new album, and it's the second part of the long piece, The Exile. If this is the final recorded output I ever hear from Roy, then I think it is a fitting finale. I really love this and the whole record. I'm seeing murmurings of possible follow-ups already, and I really, really hope that Roy feels inspired to do more, riding on this wonderful wave of positivity and appreciation that is so, so long overdue. Congratulations, Roy.
Dreams are floating.
of the moment who would make revenge eternal. Tongues driving the throngs of screaming sounds to fire the lungs of death's infernal.
I saw your face in a dream of home, in a long lost dream. Thought thought I felt my heart beating in your breast on our way back home. But we were lost forever.
Thanks very much for listening. Just some legal stuff before we go. This podcast is issued under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 2.0 UK, England and Wales license, which basically means you can share it with others. You can't change it, claim you made it, or charge any money for it. The Roy Harper music in this podcast is used by kind permission of Science Friction Limited and is not for copying or redistribution. You can check out the show notes for this and all the other podcasts at www.stormcock.net. My name's Paul Davison, and if you've got any feedback or suggestions for stuff we can put on future podcasts, etc., you can email me, pd@stormcock.net. You can also find links on there to the various albums and tracks that we've played on this podcast, so if you want to go to the Roy Harper store, obviously you can do so. That's it for now. I very much hope we'll be speaking again soon. Take care and enjoy the music. Bye for now.